sorry to have to announce this morning, friends, that Ryan and Emma's baby Amelia is very ill in hospital. We pray that the Lord will grant his healing mercies and truly sanctify these trials. May we be enabled now to commence with hymn 636. The Sabbath was a day of rest, the day the Lord Jehovah blessed, a lively type of Christ. The labouring poor may venture here, the guilty banish all their fear and lean on Jesus' breast. 636. Thank you.
from God's word, we will read from the prophecy of Daniel, chapter 4, and the 93rd Psalm. Prophecy of Daniel, chapter 4, Psalm 93. Nebuchadnezzar the king, unto all people, nations and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high God have wrought toward me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in mine house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore made I a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. Then came in the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans and the soothsayers. And I told the dream before them, but they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But at the last Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. Before him I told the dream, saying, O Belteshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in thee, and no secret troubleth thee, tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen, and the interpretation thereof. Thus were the visions of mine head in my bed. I saw, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven, the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all. The beasts of the field had shadow under it. The fowls of the heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. I saw in the visions of mine head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and an holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, hew down the tree and cut off his branches, shake off his leaves and scatter his fruit. Let the beasts get away from under it, and the fowls from his branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field. And let it be wet with the dew of heaven. And let his portion be with the beasts in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him. And let seven times pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men. and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth it over, and setteth up over it the basest of men. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now thou, O Belteshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof. For as much as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able, for the spirit of the holy gods is in thee. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belteshazzar answered and said, My lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, the interpretation thereof to thine enemies. The tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto the heaven, the sight thereof to all the earth, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, upon whose branches the fowls of the heaven had their habitation. It is thou, O king, that art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown and reacheth unto heaven, thy dominion to the end of the earth. And whereas the king saw an watcher and an holy one coming down from heaven, and saying, Hew the tree down and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, in the tender grass of the field. Let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts of the field, till 7 times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my lord, the king, that they shall drive thee from men. Thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen. They shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and 7 times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. Whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee, after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven, saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen. 7 times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The same hour was a thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. He doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. None can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? At the same time, my reason returned unto me. For the glory of my kingdom, mine honour and brightness returned unto me. My counsellors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom. An excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honour the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride. He is able to abase. Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. May God bless his holy word and help us in prayer. Almighty and gracious God, do you grant now that help in approaching thy holy throne. May we know, Lord, that the same God who dealt with Nebuchadnezzar still rules and reigns and deals with us. May we have a sense of thy majesty, of thy power, and of thy greatness. All power is given unto thee in heaven and in earth. Lord, may we know that power unto salvation in our souls today. Lord, thou hast power to forgive sins. Thou hast power to grant men the desire for the forgiveness of sins. Thou hast the power to give that living faith to walk in the ways of righteousness. Lord, make known that power in our lives. that we might know what it is to be sinners in thy sight and yet to be saved by thy grace and mercy, and to walk with God in his ways. Keep us from Satan, from ourselves, from the world. Keep us from temptation and sin. And teach us, Lord, to love holiness and righteousness and to desire thy ways. Teach us, Lord, to pray for mercy and to find that mercy. May we know our Jesus crucified, risen triumphant from the dead and now in heaven, exalted at the right hand of God the Father, a Prince and a Saviour, to give repentance and remission of sins. Grant that unto us, that true repentance, that true remission. And may there be many here this day that worship thee in peace, feeling in their hearts what it is to have peace with God, and that eternally, to have no clouds in their sky, to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge and understanding, to know thy presence, to hear thy voice, to do thy will, to dwell beneath thy smile. Bless, we pray, thy church. Prosper and increase it. Bring down the kingdom of Satan and turn again in the nations of the world the tide of iniquity. Bless, Lord, thy servants as they stand in thy name today and fill their vessels with the glorious gospel of Christ. Help them to speak of mercy, of judgment. Help them, Lord, to lay the sinner low and extol Christ very high. And may much be done today in thy church, which will never be undone. May souls be prepared today for worship in heaven above. May thy kingdom be increased, souls converted and begin to draw those first breaths of new life, and thy saints established, those at the end of the way prepared for their journey's end. We ask thy blessing upon this church and people. We pray that thou wouldst remember one who is in hospital and lay thy healing hand upon her. Grant wisdom to those who have her case in hand. And grant unto her that complete healing and that strength in body. We pray for that family that thou wouldst surround them with thy love and care. And do sanctify these dealings for the good of their never-dying souls. May good come out of evil. Bless any other, Lord, who are unwell. Grant thy healing, strengthening care to be upon them. Pray for the deacons of this cause. We have our friend here in the desk. Grant him wisdom and grace in the choice of the praises that are sung. Remember the deacon far away in a far off land. We grant that his soul may be fed today where he is. And others, Lord, who are away from this house of prayer, may they be found under the sound of thy truth today and be blessed where they gather. And bless this little company. Grant, Lord, that thy favour may be bestowed upon them. Do add to this church those whom thou hast saved. Open the pool of baptism once more. And do increase and strengthen this church with thy sheep and lambs. And bless this church, and may they be united in love and union. May they have fellowship one with another and talk as the disciples on the Emmaus Road did, one with another, of the things of God. Help them in their church meetings and bless them when they meet around thy table. Grant them to know thy presence near. Bless each member of this congregation and visit each with thy salvation. Remember, Lord, those in employment and help them to set a right example in the world. Help them to stand firm for the truth. And bless children and young people. And bless them in their examinations. Open doors for them in employment. And bless them in their relationships. And guide them in life. Keep them to thy ways and make them a blessing in the house of God in the years to come. Do grant thy help this day, thy presence near. Fill us with the glorious gospel of Christ. Grant the unction, the power, the authority. Grant ears to hear thy voice and speak, Lord. We ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn number 92. Who is this fair one in distress that travels from this wilderness and pressed with sorrows and with sins on her beloved Lord she leans? 92.
Seeking the Lord's help, we turn this morning to the prophecy of Daniel, chapter 4, part of verse 17. The prophecy of Daniel, fourth chapter, part of verse 17. To the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men. To the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men. These words were spoken to the king Nebuchadnezzar, who was perhaps the mightiest king who ever ruled the face of this earth. He had a vast kingdom. He lived in Babylon, which is in modern-day Iran, and his kingdom stretched through much of the Middle East. He was an exceedingly proud man. He was a man who liked his own way, who did not like to be crossed. He was a man who was very proud that he had got this great kingdom of many people, different tongues and tribes, vast wealth, living in luxury. But Almighty God decreed that this man should know who it is that gives the kingdom, who it is that maintains rulers, and who it is who ends their reign. The Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men. And the Lord used this strange dream to teach Nebuchadnezzar and his people that it is God Almighty who rules, that it is God Almighty who is greater than the most powerful of earthly kingdoms, and that they only rule under his gracious permission. Nebuchadnezzar was given this dream then. The interpretation was that this great tree, strong and tall, with fair leaves and so much fruit, there was meat for all to satisfy them. The beasts of the field came and had shelter and rest under the shadow of this tree. The fowls of the heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof. All flesh was fed of it. It symbolized Nebuchadnezzar himself. He was here at the height of his powers, the greatness of his authority, believing that he was the greatest in the earth. And then we read of this watcher this Holy One coming down from heaven. Beloved friends, God still watches. He watched King Nebuchadnezzar and what he did and did not do from day to day, heard what he said, marked it, and visited him in this solemn way to humble his proud heart. But beloved friends, the Most High God still rules today, and he still watches. He's watching you this very moment. He knows what you have said even today. That proud word. That hasty spirit. And like Nebuchadnezzar, he'll bring you into account for it. May that word, a watcher, an holy one from heaven, be a restraining influence upon us. But beloved friends, that watcher also sees and hears that cry for mercy. He also sees and hears that cry after God for pardon. That cry for help. And he will answer that cry. This watcher then gives this decree that this tree is to be cut down. The branches scattered, shaken of their leaves, the fruit scattered, and the beasts of the field to flee from it. Only the stump of the roots is to be left. And Nebuchadnezzar, with all his glory, with all his power, with all his might, with all his great army, could not prevent the decree of heaven from coming to pass. And when, a year later, he speaks and walks in the proudness of his heart, and says, is not this the great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power, the honour of my majesty? Proud words which are an affront to Almighty God. This man is worshipping and honouring himself. And that's what pride does. And that's why pride is so offensive to God. Before the words are out of his mouth, this voice from heaven. O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken. The kingdom is departed from thee. In that same hour he is afflicted with madness. In that same hour he thinks that he is a beast of the field, and he goes forth from his kingdom. He dwells in the field. He eats grass. The dew of heaven wets his body. His hair grey is grown like eagle's feathers, his nails like bird's claws. And for some considerable time, possibly years, we're not told just what this seven times is. Many people think it's 7 years, but we're not told exactly. But for a considerable time, this man, his reason is completely taken away from him. and he behaves and acts and thinks as if he is a beast of the field. What a contrast between this great, powerful king who had conquered all nations and this man without any reason whatsoever in that field. You see, friend, the power of God, he is but to put forth his little finger, and the greatest of men will fall. But Almighty God, in his mercy, did not permit the kingdom completely to be taken away from Nebuchadnezzar. These were unstable days in the history of kings, and a king could quite easily be replaced. Here we see a miracle in itself, that the kingdom was preserved. And that when God had taught Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuchadnezzar had learnt, by God, kings reign. Then he is restored to his kingdom. And the last time we read of Nebuchadnezzar in history, in the word of God, we find him praising and honoring and blessing the Most High God. Acknowledging that it is he who lives forever, that his dominion is an everlasting dominion, his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven. And among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? He praises and honors and extols the King of Heaven, all whose ways are truth, and his way, all whose works are truth, his ways judgment. Those that walk in pride he is able to abase. That is the background to our text. Nebuchadnezzar was taught that lesson. His kingdom was taught it. Have you and I been taught this same lesson? To the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, the living. Of course, in its widest sense, this word, the living, spoke of those who were alive in Nebuchadnezzar's day. But there's a greater and deeper meaning to this word, the living. How many are there living here today? How many have that life of God within? Because it's they and they alone that are taught in a saving way that God the Most High ruleth. And they will know it, and they will rejoice in it. Are you and I found among them? Of course, both the dead and the living will know this great truth. The difference is the dead are brought to this knowledge in judgment after death. The living in mercy in this life are taught this great truth. The Most High ruleth. And beloved friends, this is a word of encouragement. In this day and generation, he rules today. just as much as he ruled in Daniel's day and generation. We look in our land today, the ungodliness of our rulers. The laws that they have brought about over the past 50 years, which has led to all kinds of ungodliness and abomination in this land. This nation has turned its back upon God to such an extent that we live in a day when those who do speak out for right things are persecuted and hauled before the courts. It's easy to forget, friends, to lose sight of the fact that the Most High ruleth, but he does. These things have not come by chance. And our rulers rule under the permission of God. He has but to stretch forth his hand, and in a moment it could be turned. And in a moment our rulers could decree that this nation again honours and obeys the Ten Commandments as they should be obeyed. The Most High ruleth. Perhaps many of you are saying, why do these things come about? Well, friends, God hasn't made a mistake. And sometimes when a nation forsakes God, he forsakes them and leaves them. And that appears to be what is happening in this day and generation in this land. But he will not forsake his people. He will preserve them, and he will keep them in every generation and every land. And he rules for their good. He rules for their protection. Satan does not rule. Satan does not have absolute power. And the Most High has decreed that every single one of his children will get a safe home to heaven at last. Satan cannot harm or touch or devour the soul, however much he may annoy, however much he may distress, however much he may harass and oppress in daily life. He cannot touch the life of living faith within. Never forget that the Most High ruleth. Even in the darkest of times, whatever may come in your life, the Most High ruleth. Whatever is going on in your life at this moment in time, that disappointment, that cross you've had to bear, day by day, week by week, year by year, and there seems no end, and it has cast a shadow over your entire life, the Most High ruleth even in your life, even in your disappointment. And though he has taken his way in darkness, in distress, Lo, he's led and is leading you in deep paths. He's still ruling for your good. He's still watching from heaven over you. Here's a word for you this morning. May it encourage you to go on in this path. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee and shall say, destroy them. That's all you need. The everlasting arms of your God. The everlasting arms of the Most High who rules and reigns. Carrying you through. It does not mean that you will immediately come out of this dark path. You may have to stay there a little longer yet. But he will be with you in that path. He will reveal himself to you in this path as your Lord and your Saviour. He will make himself precious to you. And then he'll bring you out. And he'll fulfill that desire that you have so longed for. And you will prove that underneath it all, the everlasting arms of your God were there all the while, even though you couldn't always see it. And like Nebuchadnezzar, you'll be brought to say all his works are truth. Like one of old, you'll be able to say he has done all things well. That the living may know that the Most High ruleth. He rules in your career. We read that it is God that giveth promotion. It's God that setteth up one and setteth down another. Seek God's direction before you go for that promotion, before you try to change that career. Is it God's will? Let it be first, be on your knees, seeking his will. And when you try that door, go in the Spirit, thy will be done. And ask Almighty God to show you that the Most High ruleth even in such a case as that. He knows what you need. He knows you need providing for. He will not let you starve, literally or spiritually. Your Heavenly Father knoweth, and your Heavenly Father will provide and supply what you need. You will not have an abundance necessarily, but you won't starve. Then be content with such things as you have. The Most High ruleth. He's got it all under perfect control. He's got it all in his hand. And he will command deliverances for Jacob. The Most High ruleth. He rules when the clouds are dark. Esau couldn't touch Jacob because he was surrounded by that promise that had been given him all those years before. I will bring thee again into this land. I am with thee. Esau didn't rule, God ruled. Jacob didn't rule, God ruled. You don't rule your life, God rules it. then thank God, take courage, look up. Do not despair. But go to him in humble prayer and ask him to rule in such a way that it will be for his honour and glory in your life, and that it will be for your eternal and temporal good. And seek to put God first. Nothing should come in the way between God and our souls. If it does, that is an idolatry. And like Nebuchadnezzar, we will prove God will deal with our idols. He'll touch them, he'll bring them down one by one, no matter how firmly established they may be. God ruleth and is more powerful than them all. The Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men. He rules in your family. Seek to lay before God your family, your children, those that perhaps cause heartache, concern. He rules in every family. Though often men do not realize it. Though often we do not realize it, do we? But he's overruling in each family in this earth. The biggest and the smallest. Those who acknowledge him and those who do not. It is God that provides day by day food. It is God that provides homes for shelter to live in. It is God that provides the necessary riches for you to survive. It's God that provides health and strength. And yes, it's God that gave you your children also. Therefore, seek day by day, in times of trial and adversity, and equally in times of joy and success, to lay your cares and concerns, burdens and needs before the Most High God, and prove that he rules. Prove that he reigns. Prove that he does answer prayer. Jacob proved it in his own family, did he not? First, Joseph is taken. Nearly 20 years he doesn't see his son again, and most of those years he believes he's dead. Then Benjamin is taken. Then Simeon rather is taken. And then Benjamin has to go, and Joseph sees his family one by one, it seems, taken from him. And he cries that all these things are against him. He forgot that the Most High God was ruling. And those strange dealings came about. That Jacob and his family be not cut off in famine, but that they might survive and thrive in the land of Egypt. Jesse proved it in his family. When Samuel goes to anoint the next king, he doesn't think to bring David in from the field, the youngest, the keeper of the sheep. But God ruled, God had sent Samuel to anoint David, not those other sons. God ensured that David was anointed king. God has ensured something for you. No matter who may come against it, you will have that thing that God has ordained. The Most High ruleth. Of course, thinking of Samuel, it reminds us of how Hannah proved that God rules. How many years did she wait for Samuel to be born? How many years was she provoked with Peninnah? And yet, in the appointed time, God's time, she had a son. And she gave him back to the Lord as well, and then she had more sons. The Most High ruled in her life. The Most High rules in yours. Daniel had to prove it. A young lad taken away from his parents, from Jerusalem, never to see it again. Why? Because God had appointed and ordained that Daniel should live not in Jerusalem, but in Babylon, and that he should influence the kings of that land. Nebuchadnezzar had already proved God when he tries to burn Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego in that fire. He sees that form of the fourth like unto the Son of God, delivering his servants. Daniel was to prove it later when he has to go into that den of lions. And prove what he was told that Nebuchadnezzar here, he was going to have to prove himself, the Most High ruler. And the Most High shut the mouths of those lions. But the Most High would have still ruled had it been his will not to shut the mouths of those lions. Sometimes those lions' mouths aren't shut, are they? And you feel their effects. But the Most High still rules. Ask him if he hasn't shut that lion's mouth. The thing you have feared has come upon you. Ask him to reveal unto you why. Ask him to so bless that circumstance unto your soul that it brings you nearer to him, because your troubles will either draw you nearer to God or they'll drive you away from him. If they drive you away and you're hardened, you'll end up like Pharaoh. Where did he end up? The bottom of the Red Sea. Cast into hell. T. to the intent that the living might know, may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men. He rules in the souls of men. It is He who puts forth His sovereign hand and calls that soul out of darkness into light, changes that heart, an enemy made a child, one who hates God, turned into a servant of God. One who does not want to know God, now made to cry for mercy and to seek that He might visit that soul with His salvation. Child of God, the Most High rules in your soul. It is He that has given you peace and rest. It is He who has forgiven you your sins. And it is He who step by step is preparing you for heaven. The Most High ruler. He rules to guide you. He rules to chasten and correct when you go wrong, that you might live in a right spirit, that you might be humble, that you might be dependent, that you might be prayerful, that you might not settle down in the world. You might seek after the true joys, the lasting happiness that is found in Him alone. The Most High ruleth. And those of you who come into the Lord's house this morning, and as yet you haven't had the pardon of your sins, well, He still rules. And He still has power to forgive sins. And He still has power to pronounce that peace, that pardon. Satan tells you it will never be. But how does Satan know? He's not the ruler. God is. Your doubts and fears tell you it can never be. But your doubts and fears aren't the ruler. God is. So carry on praying for mercy. Carry on seeking His salvation. Wrestle on. And in God's appointed time, He will show to you that He loves you in everlasting love. Most High ruler, He prepares you for His will, prepares you to serve Him, to honour Him, to obey Him. He prepares that soul for eternity, the journey's end. And He will rule that moment after death when you approach the throne of the Most High God. There to hear the sentence. Either come, ye blessed, or depart, ye cursed. Beloved friends, we need preparing for that moment. He is far higher, far greater, far powerful than we are. One day we must stand in this almighty, holy presence. And if we have the fear of God in our hearts, if we have the grace of God in our hearts, it will be our daily desire that He might prepare us for that moment. The Most High ruleth. He rules in the church. This is a day of small things. But it's not a day of no things, is it? The Lord is still working. He's still calling out his sheep in this generation, as he has in every generation. He is still blessing and using the ministry of the word to speak. And be thankful for that. Yes, we should desire great things, but be thankful and do not despise the day of small things. He rules in the church. It is he who adds to the church. And yes, it's he who takes from it as well. So he has that sovereign right so to do. And to that one this morning, who is exercised about that great step of joining the church, may you be enabled to take comfort from this text that the Most High ruleth, and he will give you all sufficient grace. To follow and to obey him, and then to walk with him day by day. As you walk out that profession. And because the Most High ruleth, you can't make shipwreck of faith. Because the Most High ruleth, you will go forth in safety. Leaning upon him, you'll get safe home to heaven. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured of the sword. The mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Seek grace to honour and obey the Most High, to walk in his ways. Not just friends in his ordinances, but in every aspect of our lives. We owe the Most High our absolute total obedience. The greatest faith honours him most. And the greatest faith will seek, for love's sake, to obey all his commands. May God help us so to do, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men.
The collection of last Lord's money amounted to £635, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, that the pastor will administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. And tomorrow evening there will be a prayer meeting with an address by Mr. Chapman. And Mr. Hadley is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Jefferson next Lord's Day. Let us close in 135. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. 135.
Lord, may we in thy mercy be found among the living in Jerusalem. Do forgive all that has been wrong. Bless thy word unto our souls. Gather us again this evening and be with us throughout this thy day. May it be a day spent in thy presence. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of God the Holy Ghost, be with you all. Amen.